Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel and Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet as we continue with the procession with exactly how the Bnei Yisrael would bring their Bikurim to Yerushalayim and ultimately to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, HaKrovim Mevi'im HaTe'enim V'Ha'anavim. Those who live near Yerushalayim would bring the fresh figs and grapes as Bikurim. At the end of the day, it's better to bring the fresh fruits instead of the dry fruits. They bring the fresh ones. V'Harechokim Mevi'im Grogaros V'Tzimukim. But those who live further away from Yerushalayim, they would bring dried figs and raisins, which again are dried grapes, because at the end of the day, fresh fruits would probably spoil by the time they actually got to the Beis HaMikdash. So each group, they would bring their first fruits from the Shivas Haminim, but they would bring them in slightly different ways based on how long it would take them to get to Yerushalayim. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'hashor holich lifnehem, there would be an ox that would walk in front of them. This ox would ultimately be offered as a karbon shlamim, like we're in the previous parak, that someone who brings bikurim must also bring a karbon shlamim accompanying the bikurim, and each person would own a part of the ox, so that ultimately the karbon would be brought from all of them. The karnav, mitzupos zav, and the horns of the ox would be coated with gold, the atarish al zayis berosh, where there would be like this wreath of olive branches on its head of all the shivas haminim. The olives are the nicest, they're the most beautiful, and therefore they'd have this beautiful olive wreath on the head of the ox. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hechalil Maka Lefnehem Achimagim Karov Lirushalayim. There'd be a flutist, someone playing the flute in front of this group of people until they approach Yerushalayim. Higiyu Karov Lirushalayim. And once they actually began to approach Yerushalayim, Shalchu Lefnehem, they would send messengers ahead of them to let the people of Yerushalayim know that they were on their way. Now, at this particular point in time, the flutist would stop playing, and they would wait until the officials of the Beis HaMikdash would come out to greet them. And then after they are greeted, they would resume their march, and certainly the person playing the flute would continue playing that as well. And then the itru es bikureim. In the meantime, while they're waiting for the various prestigious dignitaries from the Yerushalayim to come in, they would adorn their baskets of bikurim. Those bringing dried fruits would try to get fresh ones and put them around the rim of the basket. Those bringing fresh fruits, the Bartanur points out, would put the most attractive ones, the nicest ones, on top. They would try to make it as fancy and as beautiful as they possibly could. And then continuing in the Mishnah, Hapachos, Hasganim, Vahagizborim, Yotzim, Likrasa. The princes or the leaders of the Kohanim and the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash, they would all come out to greet this group of people bringing the Bikurim. Lefi Kvora Nechnasim, Hayu Yotzim. According to the honor of those coming into Yerushalayim, is the honor of those going out. Meaning to say, the greater number of people bringing Bikurim, the greater number of officials that would come out to greet them. The goal is to give them kavod, give them respect as they continue to do this incredible mitzvah. V'chol ba'alei umanios sheb Yerushalayim omdim lifneihem. And when they would enter the city of Yerushalayim, all of the different workers, the craftsmen of Yerushalayim, they would stand up before them to show them honor. After all, they're doing a tremendous mitzvah. Generally speaking, someone who's busy working does not need to stop when a Talmud Chacham, let's say, passes by to stand up in order to give him kavod. However, you would need to stand up for those people who would actually bring bikurim, because they're actually doing a mitzvah. And a mitzvah is especially precious at the time that is being performed, as the Bartanura points out. So they would stand up for these people that were doing this incredible mitzvah of bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. V'sho'al in b'shlomam, and they would inquire after their welfare. They would see how they're doing. They would ask them how they're doing, and they would say to them, Acheinu anshei hamakom ploni batem l'shalom. Our brothers, the people of such and such a place, have you arrived in peace? Have you arrived without any trouble on the way? So that was just the discussion and the description of how the Bnei Yisrael would happen as they approached the city of Yerushalayim with their Bikurim, and what would happen as they begin to enter the city. Now, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dal is going to continue. After those who bring the Bikurim are greeted by these officials of the Beis HaMikdash, now we're going to see exactly what happens once they actually enter Yerushalayim. Hecholil Makel Lifnei Machimagim Laharabais. The flute continues to play in front of them until they actually get to the Temple Mount, until the Makom HaMikdash, until the place where the Beis HaMikdash is. Higiyu Lahar HaBayis. Once they actually reach the Makom HaMikdash, the place where the Beis HaMikdash is, Afilu Agrippus HaMelech Notel Asal Al Ksefo V'Nechas. Each one of them, even really important people like King Agrippus, would take his basket of Bikurim and put them on his shoulder as they enter the Beis HaMikdash. Until that point, when they're traveling, when they're going a far distance, so they would often have servants, they had all different types of people carrying their Bikurim for them. But once you actually get to the Har HaBayis, you get to the area of the Beis HaMikdash, so at that point, every single person themselves must come along and lift up their own Bikurim, as the Pasuk describes in Parshas Kisavo, that the Kohen takes the basket from your hands, meaning to say that it has to be from your, it has to be your hands. You own the Bikurim, and therefore you must be the person to actually hand them to the Kohenim, and therefore, as the Bar Tanura points out, This is why the every single person, no matter how chashiv, no matter how important you are, you're going to be carrying the Bikurim from this point in, Achimagia la Azara, until he reaches the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Higia la Azara v'dibru halavi and bashir. And then once he reaches the Azar, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when the Levim would start to sing, and they would say, Aramimcha Hashem kidilisani, v'lo simachta oivai li. Which means that I exalt you, Hashem, because you lifted me up, and you did not let my enemies rejoice over me. Now the reason, as the Mishnah Rishona points out, the reason why this particular part of Tehillim was chosen to be what the Levim are singing is because it's very, very similar to the Psukim discussed in Parshas Kisavu that they're going to be saying with the Bikurim. Just as the Bikurim begins by saying that, you know, Aremi Oved Avi, there was this Aramean who tried to destroy my father, praising Hashem for saving our forefather Yaakov from his enemy Lavan, so too, these words of Tehillim as well begin with the phrase, you lifted me up and you did not let my enemies rejoice over me. It's a similar type of idea, and therefore, just like we're going to say these psukim with our Bikurim, the Levim would sing a similar idea from Sefer Tehillim. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel began discussing the process of the procession as people begin to take their Bikurim to Yerushalayim. We said that those who live near Yerushalayim would bring fresh fruits. Those who lived further away, they would bring dried fruits because the fresh fruits wouldn't last that long. There was an ox that was walking in front of them with horns that were coated with gold, with a wreath of olive branches that were on its head. There was a flute that was playing in front of them until they approached Yerushalayim. Once they got to Yerushalayim, they would send messengers ahead of them to let the people of Yerushalayim know that they were coming. While they were waiting for the mess for the dignitaries of Yerushalayim to come, they would make their baskets of Bikurim look very, very nice, and then certainly soon the leaders of the Kohen and the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash would come out to greet them. And again, depending on, as the Mishnah says, the greater the number of people bring the Bikurim, the greater number of officials that would come out of Yerushalayim to greet them as they're coming in to bring their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Mishnah said that when they would enter the city, everyone, even the people that were working in Yerushalayim, they would stop and they would stand up before them to show them kavod, respect, as they were doing this tremendous mitzvah of bringing their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid discuss the continuation of this process, how the flute, once they entered Yerushalayim, would continue to play until they got to Har HaBayis, and then finally, once they reached Har HaBayis, every single person, no matter how important they were, even if they were a king, they would lift up the baskets of Bikurim on his shoulders, and they would enter the Beis HaMikdash until they got to the Azar, the court of the Beis HaMikdash, at which point the Levim would begin to sing, Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani, v'lo simachto oivali, saying, thank you, Hashem, for lifting me up and not letting their enemies succeed over me. Have a great day.